540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee County is getting nearly $15 million to upgrade its bus system. County Executive David Crawley says it'll mean fewer delays and lower costs. The federal grant will fund new fuel systems, bus lifts, and energy-efficient lighting. Transit leaders say the upgrades should improve reliability for riders and reduce expensive repairs. Work on the project is expected to start next year. Milwaukee's mayor is using Vice President J.D. Vance's visit to highlight a dispute over election integrity and to invite him to see the process up close. Johnson says the city's elections have been carefully run and repeatedly reviewed while criticizing ongoing fraud claims tied to 2020. Vance is scheduled to appear in Milwaukee today, including at a Republican fundraiser, and is expected to address election issues and fraud. It's not likely he'll take the mayor up on his offer to tour election facilities. Milwaukee is seeing a noticeable drop in violent crime, according to new data from police. Homicides and non-fatal shootings are down significantly compared to last year, along with declines in robberies and stolen vehicles. Officials say that's helping investigators focus on solving crimes, with nearly all homicides cleared so far this year. Police do say they are short about 200 officers. Students and families on Milwaukee's south side are now facing the loss of their school after a fire. The city has approved tearing the building down. The Historic Preservation Commission voted to allow demolition of Lincoln Avenue School, which was heavily damaged in last week's five-alarm fire. No one was hurt, but the cause is still under investigation. Classes and summer programs have been moved to another nearby school. Neighbors near the Milwaukee Mile can expect a noisy day as IndyCar teams hit the track for a full day of testing. Engines will be running from the morning until the early evening as crews prepare for the Snap-on IndyCar weekend in August. The test isn't open to fans, but it does give teams time to get ready for one of the season's key events. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. Governor Evers is going to Africa. A new overseas trade mission is on the schedule for Governor Tony Evers, with stops planned in Ghana and South Africa later this month. The trip is aimed at strengthening economic ties, including a visit to a Ghana-based cocoa company that operates in Franklin, Wisconsin. State officials say South Africa already has strong trade links with Wisconsin in areas like machinery, medical devices, and agriculture. This will be Evers' fourth trade mission since taking office. His office has not yet released details of the delegation or costs. Wisconsin State Patrol officers are reminding drivers to keep right if you're going slower. Civic Media's Maddie Schaefer has more on the Law of the Month.
The Wisconsin State Patrol's Law of the Month for July reminds drivers that slower traffic should keep right on interstates and other multi-lane highways. According to a press release, officials say the reminder is meant to help keep traffic moving safely and efficiently while reducing the risk of tailgating and rear-end crashes. Under Wisconsin law, drivers traveling slower than the normal speed of traffic should use the right lane when multiple lanes are traveling in the same direction, except when passing another vehicle, preparing for a left turn, or making an authorized U-turn. Wisconsin State Patrol Superintendent Tim Carnahan says lingering in the left lane can lead to crashes and dangerous situations on the road. The State Patrol also reminds drivers to follow Wisconsin's Move Over law by changing lanes or slowing down for emergency vehicles, highway workers, and certain disabled vehicles with flashing lights along the roadside. For Civic Media News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
Officers also say keep an eye on posted speed limits in work zones. And don't forget to check 511 Wisconsin for current travel conditions. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has officially approved the deer harvest quotas for this year's hunting season. Here's Civic Media's James Kelly.
The final quotas were announced following the DNR's June 24th meeting after agency officials evaluated local population data and input from community members. The 2026 hunting season will also include about 273,000 bonus antlerless harvest authorizations. I'm James Kelly for Civic Media News.
Hunters can apply for those bonus authorizations through the Go Wild portal or at physical sales locations beginning at 10 a.m. on August 17th. Two parents in Janesville are facing charges after their child drowned in a bathtub last month. Rebecca Ambrose and Jason Christensen were arrested for child neglect and taken to the Rock County Jail. The child was found not breathing in a bathtub on June 13th and taken to the hospital for life-saving measures, but was later pronounced dead. It's unclear where the parents were at the time. Both Ambrose and Christensen had their bonds set and have another court appearance scheduled for July 13th. A Fond du Lac man is facing charges accused of threatening a high-ranking official based in Madison. The Fond du Lac district attorney recently announced Bradley Hartman is charged with terrorist threats and unlawful use of a telephone. His bond is set at $15,000. Officials didn't say who the state official was, but mentioned voicemails were left with a Wisconsin executive office official. The 46-year-old was banned from communicating with Governor Tony Evers or attending any events where Evers is scheduled to be. A new poll suggests Wisconsin's 3rd congressional district race could flip, with Democrat Rebecca Cook holding a narrow lead over Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden. The survey shows Cook at 50% and Van Orden at 46% among likely voters. Cook still faces a Democratic primary in August before a possible rematch with Van Orden in November. The poll also shows more voters view Van Orden unfavorably than favorably. The results come from a Democratic-leaning group and fall within the margin of error. City leaders in Beloit are considering consolidating emergency services. The Town of Beloit Board of Supervisors and Beloit City Council are reviewing a plan to bring together fire and emergency medical services from both communities. Each governing body would have to sign off on the proposal in order for it to move forward. The idea to bring together those services started in February, and an interim plan was formalized in March. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
A new leader for Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers formally welcomed their new athletic director, 55-year-old Sean Eichhorst, who says the key to a good college sports program is first to hire good coaches.
That's it. If you have an elite group of coaches who were working together and uniting and galvanizing and learning from one another, and then taking that out to their individual programs, I think you can start to build something special.
Pro Hoops, a huge trade involving 6 teams in the NBA, including the Bucks, who sent Gary Trent and Torian Prince to Detroit for guard Caris LeVert and a pair of second-round picks. Baseball, Game 4 of a 5-game series between the Brewers and the Cards. Kyle Harrison will start tonight. Jacob Mizorowski and Robert Gasser both got wins for the crew yesterday as they beat the Cardinals in both games of the doubleheader, 4-3, then 10-2 in the nightcap. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 87 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. A few scattered thunderstorms, our low 68. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and a high right around 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.